Next item on the agenda is Milton Point, no, it's Mr. and Mrs. Sean Desmond, 08-1477. Thank you.
Good afternoon, gentlemen.
Good afternoon, Dan.
Mr. and Mrs. Sean Desmond request after fact authorization to retain 150 linear feet of replacement vinyl bulkhead, install 4 feet channel word of the original deteriorated timber bulkhead adjacent to their property at 119 Potomac Drive, situated along Quiet Creek in Stafford County. Mr. and Mrs. Sean Desmond are here along with the contractor for that job. Mr. and Mrs. Desmond's property is located in Quiet Creek in a residential neighborhood approximately 7 miles upriver of the confluence of the Quiet Creek on Potomac River. At the time of the violation, most of the deteriorated bulkhead had already been removed. The part that was still in place had failed and showed considerable erosion behind it, mean low water, mean high water on the face of the bulkhead. I'm going to show you right here, this Quiet Creek coming up. This section goes right here. Their property is right in this area. The star is a little too far south for that, but it's right here. This part is a man-made portion of a Quiet Creek, but a Quiet Creek itself flows up this way, up in here, and I'll show you that further on when I get into the presentation. And I guess right now, this is an aerial view. I could not fly it because we couldn't get our permission to get into the area. But here is the Desmond's house, and this is where I drew the line of where I figured the man-made channel was from a Quiet Creek itself. Staff first became aware of the violation after receiving a phone call from the Stafford County Wetlands Board staff regarding that they believed was unauthorized work at the applicant's property on July 10, 2008. An investigation was conducted in conjunction with the Stafford County staff, and at the time, the contractor was found to be constructing a vinyl bulkhead that was as much as 4 feet channel where the footprint of the original timber bulkhead. Due to the close proximity of the house to the shoreline, the deteriorated state of the old structure, and an effort to minimize further erosion of sediment to the creek, staff along with Stafford County advised Mr. Brad Martin, a contractor, that he could complete the bulkhead, but the after-the-fact permit application would have to be submitted. And this basically shows the drawings for the after-the-fact application. This shows the property and some of the benchmarks off the corner of the house. Again, here shows the 115-foot and the 35-foot. That's for the 150-foot total. And this, we'll start the picture section of it. A notice of comply was sent to Mr. Desmond on July 17, 2008. The notice directed removal of the unauthorized structures within 30 days of the receipt of this notice. Or a submittal of an after-the-fact application seeking authorization to retain all the portion of the unauthorized structure within 15 days. On August 5th, staff received Mr. Desmond's after-the-fact application requesting to retain the unauthorized bulkhead. No information was provided with the JPA explaining why Mr. Desmond authorized Brad Martin to construct the vinyl bulkhead, or why neither him or Mr. Martin had failed to apply for all permits for construction of the bulkhead. During the on-site meeting, however, Ms. Desmond explained that the original bulkhead had failed and they were replacing it with a new vinyl bulkhead. She stated that her husband was dealing with the contractor and she did not know if they had secured all the required permits at the time. After talking to the contractor about the required permits on the site, Mr. Martin told staff that he thought that Mr. Desmond had gotten all the required permits, and Mr. Desmond thought that Mr. Martin had got all the required permits. Go down here. I'm going to show you some pictures here. This shows, like I said, this shows basically the construction. This is where I got my 4 feet from. If you can see the vertical wall right here with the old filter cloth and the old bulkhead in there, okay? There's no way that you can excavate this, as they might tell you, to be able to get that vertical wall in there that smooth in that kind of area. It would be almost impossible to do that. It shows them working on the bars. And again, here's another picture, and this is, shows right here what is the other bulkhead that was replaced, the vertical right here, and then again, this is all the caulk coming out this way. Up to this point, you can even see the plaster right there, which was most likely from the previous bulkhead when it was installed.
For the record, is Mr. Desmond or Mr. Martin portrayed in any of these pictures?
They will be later. Well, Mr. Martin is, Mr. Desmond is not.
Thank you. When it comes up, please identify him in the picture, please.
Yes, sir. And that's the wetlands guy for Stafford County. That's Mike. Again, there. And this part of the bulkhead is the deteriorated part of the bulkhead that have fallen down from probably years of neglect on it. And this part was the part that was left. The other part was the part that was removed. Again, showing the bulkhead construction. That right there is Mr. Martin right there with the Stafford County wetlands person.
Thank you.
And this is the final picture I'll leave up there for you guys to look at. Summary recommendation. Mr. Desmond has been very cooperative with staff and eager to resolve this matter with the commission. Many homeowners assume that when a contractor is hired to construct something for them, that is the contractor's obligation to obtain all the required permits. This is normally not the case unless it is so specified in the contract. In the absence of that agreement, staff informed Mr. Desmond procuring the necessary permits and authorization for marine construction ultimately would rest on him. In this instance, staff would recommend approval of the alignment 4 feet channel word of the deteriorated structure. Would. Okay. In this instance, staff would not have we wouldn't have recommended 4 feet, we would recommend it to 2 feet.
Thank you.
In this instance, staff would have not recommended approval of the alignment 4 feet channel or the deteriorated structure. We would have recommended 2 feet as such, should the commission elect to approve and grant the after-the-fact permit, staff would recommend triple permit fees, triple royalty, and appropriate civil charge, given the moderate degree of environmental impact along with the moderate degree of noncompliance. With respect to contractor Mr. Martin, however, staff believe that there is no excuse for the licensed marine contractor to undertake work without the required permits. In fact, prior to the incident, staff had previously discovered Mr. Martin working without submitting a joint permit application for the required authorization to install the replacement timber bulkhead in 19 Sunrise View Lane in Stafford County. In this case, Mr. Martin chose to remove the pilings he had installed, which would alleviate the need for further action from us. In addition, since the incident occurred, Mr. Martin was found installing more pilings at 19 Sunrise View Lane again and 15 Sunrise View Lane. Both properties are in Stafford County along Choir Creek. In each case, the county issued a stop work order to the property owners. In response to that, Mr. Martin removed the pilings and the violations were resolved. More recently, in February of 2009, an anonymous phone call was received informing staff that Mr. Martin was installing a bulkhead upstream of Quiet Bay Marina. On March 3rd, 2009, staff met with the property owner, Mr. Millison, on site at 52 Shady Lane. At the time, Mr. Millison confirmed that Mr. Brad Martin was the contractor. Stafford County is also investigating the matter and will follow up appropriate measures to correct the possible violation. They're looking at it as a beach and dune and a wetlands board violation. Accordingly, given Mr. Martin's apparent involvement as a contractor in this case, as well as a number of other incidences where he has worked without proper permits or authorization, staff believes that he should also be assessed a civil charge based on a moderate environmental impact and a major degree of noncompliance. In the absence of his agreement to a civil charge, you may wish to forward this matter to the Commonwealth's Attorney for prosecution as a criminal violation of 28.2.1203 of the Codes of Virginia. Furthermore, the Commission may also wish to file a formal complaint with the Virginia Board of Contractors regarding Mr. Martin's role in this matter, as well as the other incidences of working without the proper authorization. And that's all I have.
Any questions of Mr. Bacon? Thank you. Is the applicant, Mr. Desmond, present?
I am, sir.
Would you like to come forward and address the Commission, please?
Are you going to need that overhead thing? I don't think so. Okay.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Will both of you be testifying?
Brought her up there possibly to testify.
I'm the backup in case you forget.
Always works. You solemnly swear the testimony that you're about to give will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God.
I do.
State your name, please.
Sean Desmond.
And your name, ma'am?
Wendy Desmond.
Proceed, sir.
Yes, this project came apart not due to the fact that it was neglect. It was a storm that came through Stafford County, tornadoes, destroyed 100 homes, and it took on my seawall as well. The county was informed of the project when a competitor, this is hearsay, but when a competitor who I didn't hire turned me into the county during the first week of the project. So the county, as well as ZMRC, knew about the project within the first week. The project, because it was storm damage, was not covered by my homeowner's insurance. It cost me $40,000. I had to completely clear out my savings. Unanticipated expense, living on the water. I'm the only person who works in my family. We have a baby also. In my application, Mr. Bacon said that I went 4 feet channelward, as well as 150 feet. 150 feet is actually my whole property. In my VMRC joint application, I requested 0 feet channelward, as well as only 115 feet for the vinyl bulkhead. And it's in my application. I'm sure you have a copy of it. But within that same thing, it shows my bulkhead prior to the storm, during the storm, and following the storm. And I believe what I should have done and what we should have confirmed was we actually should have filed a permit and then, right, filed a joint permit and then received a no permit necessary letter back because we did not go channelward. I happen to have a survey which is included in my packet.
Excuse me. I want to make sure that I've got it straight. You didn't go channelward?
That's correct, sir. I informed Mr. Bacon of this, and I also went ahead and informed him. I have a before survey, and I have an after survey.
And what was the vinyl cloth that I saw in the picture against the shoreline, which was obviously inward of the actual bulkhead?
Well, I used to have the bulkhead there. What they did...
Which bulkhead?
The whole bulkhead. There was a whole bulkhead.
Please, I'd like to see the picture. But I don't understand. If you didn't go channelward, where the discrepancy is between the cloth and...
Probably that picture.
And I do have pictures that shows my before wall and after wall, which I brought for you also. Where my wall is, this right here is the corner.
Uh-huh.
This is the remaining 150 foot back here. From here down is 115 feet. What they did is they took the cap machine, I'm not a construction expert, but they took the cap machine, came down here with my existing wall still in place, because this was the one that hadn't deteriorated like the other one did, because where the screen comes down, it hit it down here.
Mm-hmm.
He came out with the cap and he dug a trench behind the existing wall so that it could work. And once they dug the trench, then they pulled out the old wall and sucked this in. That's why you see the cut and everything. And use the machine, I can see it articulated to dig off the thing. And I have pictures that you can line up and see that exact spot.
I may be able to help you on that.
In just a second, be fine.
I'd like to submit to the commission my before survey as well as my after survey. And I'll have the originals to show that I haven't enlarged or are you submitted to them already? The yellow line on the survey is where Mr. Bacon says I went 4 foot channelward. And as you can see by the pilings, the platting, it is literally exactly in the same place. The whole thing is exactly in the same place. With zero channel width.
Okay.
I would also like to submit to the commission the photos, the before and after photos, that show, not in addition to the paper, that you can actually see the photos, which disproves that the original wall was located.
Thank you very much.
Back here. Now, if I could just go through each of the photos with you real quick and bring up the speed. I'll wait till everybody has a copy. The very first photo is a previous photo in 2006, which shows that area depicted on the screen. The second photo down, and you can, if you tear this off and you put the tree over it, you can see it's in the exact same place in the photo. You can see the before and after photos are identical. I took this photo a couple days ago.
the second photo down. So the first photo is 2006. This one here is the current one. You can see they're exactly alike, just like the survey says. The following one shows. The following one shows another picture of the bulkhead following the storm. You can see it's in the exact same spot. And then the new bulkhead, exact same spot.
Straight line.
In a straight line. The piling is even the same at the corner where we went to the corner. If Mr. Bacon's point was correct, and this wall ended right here, we would actually have to make a 90-degree angle to come 4 feet back for this, because this is the new photo versus the old photo. You can see it's exactly the same. The following photo with the 40-foot trees out back there, once again, you can see that old photo, you can see that it's a straight line all the way down to my dock. The one immediately following, taken from the exact same location, is the new photo. Looks like this. This is the exact same
spot. Can I ask you a question?
Yes.
It just strikes me a little strange that you would go out and take photos of undamaged bulkhead in 2006. Did you anticipate storm damage?
No. I just randomly took these photos. They just happened to be out there.
All the trees had washed down, so we were taking pictures because we were having problems. We were trying to get dredging in a quiet creek, and so we wanted to show the type of debris that comes down the creek.
Okay.
That's right. I forgot. I'm on the board of directors in the homeowners where I live, and I forgot about that. And that was one of the dredging spots they were going to dredge at, too.
Thank you. Proceed, please.
Like I said, I thought Mr. Martin was filing a permit. He thought I was. Somewhere along the way, we heard that no permit was necessary. No one meant to not file a permit. Like I said, we filed it within the first week.
Questions from the commission? Mr. Robbins?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'd just like to hear about some explanation about the lack of a permit and what representations were made when the job was initially contracted.
Like I said, he was going to get the permits, and then I was going to get the permits, and then the final paperwork that I did sign said I would be responsible for the permits. We had also heard that we weren't responsible, that no permit was necessary if we weren't going channel order or anything else like that. And I'm completely maxed out at money. I don't have any left.
Further questions? Ms. Desmond, did you want to say anything?
No, he covered it very well. Thank you.
All right. Thank you very much. I'm sorry, Mr. Schick.
When you went to go get this, when you went to start to build this, did you notify the county before you started building?
No, I did not.
You felt like that you didn't need a county building permit to do this?
Or? Well, I thought the no permit necessary meant no permit necessary. I don't have to file one.
And how did you find out about this concept of no permit necessary?
I can't remember if the contractor told me or who told me. I can't remember who. A lot of people get bulkheads up and down the creek, and we talk all the time. And I didn't look at it doing anything. I wasn't trying to improve my property or anything like that. I was just trying to fix my property. I wasn't going out channel word. I was doing exactly the same thing.
So when the damage occurred, the first thing you did was call a contractor to help you fix it?
Right, I called a contractor.
Mr. Martin?
No, I called multiple contractors, and I went with the cheapest.
Right. And none of the contractors you talked to said that you would need to actually submit a letter to obtain this no permit necessary status.
I got their prices first, and then Mr. Martin was far cheaper.
Okay.
So that's a good thing and bad thing.
Further questions? All right, thank you.
Thank you for your time.
Thank you. Mr. Martin, Director of Investment Commission. Raise your hand. Solemnly swear the testimony that you're about to give will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth of God.
Yes, sir.
State your name for the record, please.
Brad Martin, Bradley H. Martin.
I'd like to address what you've heard.
I was just going to clarify on what looks to be filter cloth is actually under the gravel bed that he had there before. When we rebuilt it, there's new filter cloth underneath the new gravel bed. I think Sean gave you before and after pictures. it wasn't from the old bulkhead. The bulkhead is in exactly the same spot when Dan came out there. We told him that on my contract, which I showed him that day with when he was with Amber and Mike. It says that, you know, Sean was getting the permits. I honestly thought he had them because, as he said, a week prior to this at the Anderson residence, we were putting the bulkhead behind. He said, you got to get a permit. We stopped, and I wouldn't have been there if I didn't think there was a permit. Sean wasn't home when we started. His wife was. As soon as Dan got there, I showed up there. We stopped work immediately. He got on the phone with somebody here. They said, go ahead and proceed because of the magnitude of the damage. They were dredging in the creek as we were building this. This thing was falling in. You guys can see from the pictures.
Okay.
As far as the trench, my loader articulates 90 degrees. Mr. Bacon had met me at the Happy Clam restaurant like a week and a half ago, and he said, there's no way you got a loader down there. I've been taught to save my fight for the proper arena. My loader will do it. It's not a loader. It's an excavator. It articulates 90 or 180 degrees.
Okay.
Very simple. I worked from the side.
Let me ask you the question pertaining to these other incidences in which installing a bulkhead for Mr. Millison on 52 Shady Lane, other instances in which permits...
Should I have received this paperwork before this morning? Mr. Millison would be here to clarify that for you.
Okay.
Didn't have a thing to do with it. The other stuff, this was the original, the Eckhart, Keating, and Anderson, right next door to each other.
Mm-hmm.
They were originally going behind the bulkhead. Dan came out and said, I want you to go 24 inches in front. Again, I don't argue with public official on site. So, that's that.
Okay.
It shouldn't have had jurisdiction in this arena. It has all been...
Well, let me ask you a question. Do you, in the appropriate arena, do you regularly undertake any construction projects, or do you ever undertake construction projects that require a BMRC joint permit application?
Absolutely.
Permits? Do you ever undertake them without obtaining the permit?
As of these projects last year, absolutely not. In fact, Dan came to my job, I think it was a week and a half ago. I was just around the corner. He stopped my guys from work and asked them where the permit was. I came back. The permit was in the window where it was supposed to be.
Okay. Questions from the commission? Mr. Robbins?
Thank you. You indicated that you thought the property owner had obtained a permit. Is that correct?
Absolutely, and it's also notated on my contract.
And you never saw a copy of the permit?
No. And Dan told me that day, I forget the date, he said, do not do any more work until they show you. And I said, I won't. But on this particular project, he called someone here or someone in the office and said, you can proceed on this, and Sean's going to have to get the after the fact. Because you guys can see from the pictures it was falling in.
Further comments? Well, you see what we're trying to do?
Absolutely.
As a commission?
Absolutely.
And we do. I mean, you have explanations, and I don't know you. I've never been before the commission before. We have a responsibility to ensure that contractors doing work on the waters of the Commonwealth of Virginia are doing it according to standards that are set. That's why the laws are there. It's obvious.
Absolutely.
I don't mean to lecture, but I've got to get that on the table.
It's where I agree with the laws.
I'm glad that you do, and we do have those that are out there that do go and undertake construction activities without getting permits. They basically would rather ask forgiveness later than to ask for permission before.
I've heard that.
From a cost-benefit perspective, sometimes they believe that things are better figured into the cost of the job, things like that. We don't operate that way around here. But anyway, having said that, the matter is before the commission.
I have one question.
I'm sorry, Mr. Schick.
Not of Mr. Martin, but if there is a situation where there's no permit necessary, is there...
I want Bob to answer that question.
Yeah.
Right.
What does the owner get? A letter saying that? But there's nothing to post that there's no permit necessary.
The arrangement that we've been successful in getting with most localities is that if you apply for something and it doesn't need anything, no permit necessary letter, because it's only if you have the NPN letter or a permit that the building official is going to give you the building permit. Obviously, if we don't issue a letter and issue a building permit, it, you know, that measure, that stopgap is not there. But whether you want to do something landward, we'd certainly have no problem if someone wanted to put a new structure or riprap revetment landward of an old bulkhead. But generally, again, the sign-on distance, you know, we say that an application has to be submitted because it's based on that. That's the only way that we can come back in once the site has been manipulated with tie-down distances to, in fact, determine that the bulkhead was placed, you know, along the alignment that it was.
So if something is placed landward of a bulkhead, it doesn't. Does VMRC need to be contacted to remove the old bulkhead out in the process?
The old bulkhead, right. There's a requirement in the code for maintenance or removal of permitted structures. So if you come in and say, I'm going to put the bulkhead, you know, a foot or 2 feet behind, and the tie-down measurements from the corner of the house show that it's 73 feet and 55 feet, we're going to require, as a part of the NPN, that the additional fill in the bulkhead deteriorated structure landward or seaward of the new bulkhead be removed. And as you saw in this, you know, we would not say that the new bulkhead is vertically at the forward leaning angle, but in fact, you'd have to come back to where the base of the bulkhead was to be along the existing alignment. And when Dan called and said, yes, I've got this, it was my decision to basically say, because they removed the bulkhead, they destabilized the shoreline in order to keep material from becoming aggravated and entering the creek. In my opinion, the better course of action was to basically allow them to continue to stabilize the shoreline. If they'd only done, you know, a few feet, you know, we would have said, stop, don't go for the rest of the area. But it was our decision to allow them to proceed with the project.
I want to comment on that too. That right there was not because of any removal. That was because of the Mother's Day storm.
Now, that was my next question. Was in this case, let's say no work had been done, and they contacted your office and said, we want to basically put dig behind it and put the bulkhead exactly where the old bulkhead was. Does that need a permit?
Right. Not a permit. If they came through and said this was their point of reference,
mm-hmm.
and they said, I want to come out 28 feet, which is going to be the base of this bulkhead where it was, we might issue an NPN for placement of the bulkhead at 28 feet,
right.
With the requirement that everything seaward of that be removed. Then when we come back to do a follow-up check, we'd be able to see, by taking the tape measure, that, yes, in fact, it's 28 feet and it's not
right.
32, 33.
So for the public's knowledge.
Just a minute.
Okay. So for the public's knowledge, If you're going to work on or near the water, VMRC should be contacted and before any work starts.
Our position is, if you're along the line, you're going to do work, you need to submit a joint permit application. We'll then determine whether it requires a permit
right.
or merits a no permit necessary letter, and under what the constraints and requirements
are. No permit necessary doesn't mean no application necessary.
Correct. Well, we wouldn't issue a earlier, so we have something upon which
right.
to act.
To do that.
Unless you were in the man-made canal. I mean, it is possible, this gentleman's on a portion. If he had wanted to do something in man-made canal, we would have probably said, since our regulatory authority is based on ownership, that regardless of where you put it, you're not going to need anything from us. But we treated this section as being on the man-made section of a portion of a fire creek, and in fact, it would require permits.
Mr. Robbins.
If I could follow up, Bob, just on that point. So even if a bulkhead's being replaced in the same exact footprint, the NPN letter is still necessary, and that is essentially the authorization that's necessary from the commission to do the work.
Yes, because unless you're putting, if you were merely putting new facing on the outside, even though that might only be 2 or 3 inches of encroachment, we said that requires a permit because additional encroachment. Generally, if someone says, I'm going to do it under the same alignment, what we like to review is, what are you going to do? Are you going to take first off and denude 1,000 feet of shoreline or 200 feet of shoreline, then over the next 2 or 3 weeks, you know, get around to stabilizing it, or are you going to pull a section, put the new bulkhead in? I mean, we're more concerned with the environmental impacts associated with the replacement than we are the alignment, because there's no net fill, but that's the only way we get at that is through the submittal of the joint permit application.
Further comments? I think we're at a juncture right now, gentlemen, is it's a matter of credibility. You have the husband and wife who come before us, Mr. and Ms. Desmond. I don't have any reason to believe that they're not credible. Mr. Martin, it's one of those typical misunderstandings where one believes one should have had the permit, one believes the other. He's not been here before. As a contractor, one can argue, yep, should have had the permit, should have looked at it. That's, as I said, that seems to be the facts that are before the commission as far as I can figure it out. Matters before the commission for action.
Mr. Bowman, my further comment that I wanted to make is Mr. Schick and I believe Mr. Robbins said exactly, since this, Dan Bigman has told me, no matter what, if you're doing behind, remove, replace, pull the benchmarks, put it on a JPA, send it to him, he'll turn around quick with an NPN letter.
Good enough.
And that's...
Bottom line is, if you can get your feet wet or drop a hammer overboard and it splashes on you, you better get a permit.
Yes, sir.
Matters before the commission.
Well, are we finished?
Yes, sir. We're not, though. Mr. Tankard?
I do have one more question, and that is relative to the 2 feet. Did we, in fact, encroach 2 feet channelward or not? The evidence of...
Has Grab been previously sworn?
We didn't see the information that you were just provided. So if the commission determines that, in fact, the alignment is along the existing alignment, you can determine that there was no fill. What we gave you was our best guesstimate based on, you know, staff's visit, but I'm not wed to...
If this was a criminal case, when the case should always be taken in the best light to the Commonwealth, I'd say we have a problem. This is more of a civil matter. As far as I'm concerned, one looks just as good as the other as far as looking at it. So I can't make a differentiation between, and it's not any intent to impugn the integrity of anyone that's testified. It's just two different things showing two different things.
Correct. I mean, that's your call.
Mr. Robbins.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Just on that point to follow up, that does get to the issue of the impact, and I think it is up to, it's up to our discretion to make that finding a fact, but I'd be inclined to give the property owner the benefit of the doubt based on the photographs we've been presented with, and the relevance there is in staff's recommendations. They had recommended some civil charges, and on that point, they pointed out that with the contractor that the impacts were major or moderate, rather moderate environmental impact and major noncompliance. It sounds like, in fact, the impacts I think were lower. I think the impacts, since it basically went back in the same footprint, were low. And I would recommend that we approve the after effect permit, but issue a civil charge in the amount of $600 to the homeowner and to the contractor, which is consistent with low noncompliance and low environmental impact.
Is it $600 apiece?
Yes.
Is there a second to the motion?
I'll second.
Second by Mr. Bowden. Further discussion? All in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carries unanimously. Thank you very much.